Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, the 25th anniversary of the diminished skills Bernie Kosar being ruthlessly let go by the Cleveland Browns. Michael Stanley. Michael, how are you?
I'm good, Les. How you doing, man?
All right. You know, we keep talking about the Bernie thing, and one of the memories I had is that night, and you're going to have to fill me in on where we were, but you hosted some kind of a show with Bernie. I was doing a remote for WERE. Where was it, by the way? I want to say Rockside and the Holiday Inn.
Rockside and 77. I don't remember which hotel it was. It's the first one that up on the hill there, sort of.
Right.
And it was amazing because I've been doing a show with Bernie on WNCX for like two or three years. You know, your normal player thing. He would come on Monday and talk about the game that just was, and then Friday he would talk about what was coming up that weekend. And the Monday when he got let go, I turned to my boss. I said, "Well, I guess we won't be doing the Bernie show today." You know, and right on time, Bernie calls and says, "Hey, what's
I'll
up?"
I'll be there.
You know.
You know what? I think it was the hotel where Shula's restaurant is now. I think.
Yes, it is. You're right.
And he walked in.
He couldn't get in.
Right. Well, he walked in, and you were hosting your show. And I mentioned earlier, it was like the king of England walking in. It was unbelievable. And we're talking here. I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but we're trying to explain to outsiders, Cleveland outsiders, what it is about Bernie Kosar that we loved and why we think he was maybe better than he statistically was.
Well, he was, the natural fallback position. But it's true, he was the first guy that said he wanted to play in Cleveland, and was a good football player.
Yeah, but, there's probably some guys that wanted to play in Cleveland that couldn't make the cut at all.
Exactly, or they were just doing it because they knew they could get extra money to come here.
Yeah.
But Bernie was, that was definitely his thing, and we obviously know he wasn't the fastest gazelle in the bunch.
No.
But he was a smart player. He was a gutsy player, and he left all it all on the field. And when you do that in this town, I think that, people take you to their hearts.
Absolutely. So you talked to him on the phone, or you got the message, and when the moment that I'm talking about, when he walked in the room, had you talked to him backstage about anything at that point? Did you know what his real feelings were?
Well, it's funny because we decided to meet and go together to the hotel show there. And when we got there, it was just crazy. There was a million fans. There were, it was the first time I'd really seen national news trucks and things. CNN was there,
right.
And I think ESPN was there, and all the local stations. Long story short, we couldn't go in the lobby. There were too many people. So Bernie and his manager and his wife and I went around the back of the hotel, and they knocked out a window, and we had to climb in a window in the back of the hotel to get in without going through the crowd.
I'm guessing that people have escaped from hotels out back windows quite often for different reasons.
We were doing it the wrong way. We were just practicing reverse engineering.
Right. So you spent a lot of time with him. What was he thinking?
I think he was sort of in shock, but at the same time, I was totally amazed right from the phone call in the morning up till the show at night. That how it just seemed like, this is another day here, and this is what's coming thrown my way today, and I'm going to deal with it as best I can and as classy a manner as I can, because Bernie was a classy guy.
Yeah, he was. And is.
And that's true. It's not like he's gone.
Yeah. I got to remind him we're talking about the 25th anniversary of Bernie let go. We're not talking about anything else involving him.
And he took, I don't know if you remember, but he took every question anybody threw at him, because we all, after the little interview thing, we threw it open to audience questions, and there certainly was a lot. And there was certainly a lot of vitriol regarding Belichick and the organization. But, he never went down that road.
And at the end, I don't think it's changed, but eventually they made up, and I guess they became on good terms, and for a while we're talking quite often.
Well, that would be, you know, that would be very Bernie-like, you know, which is a good thing, you know.
So tell me about the tunnel when they got into a fight. Oh, you can't
I don't know that.
You can't confirm nor deny that.
No.
All right.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, Bernie's always been a class guy, and he still is. And he loves this, you know, this area, and he loves the fans, and they gave it back to him, and that's the best you can ask for.
All right, Michael, thanks for joining us on short notice. We appreciate it very much.
Take care, Les.
All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Stanley, we didn't get the resonators in there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.